Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to first thank those joining us here on the radio side of our program that's tuning in to 92.3 FM with work of our good friends joining us online around the world thanks to blogtalkradio.com, either through our switchboard, our live chat, or our podcast. We're glad to have all of you with us. This afternoon, to close off the week, we have three very special individuals that will be joining us separately. They're known as Haley, Anna, and Mike, but together they are We Are Remix. We're going to talk to them not only about their journey in music, but what it's been like for them to take what is definitely a love and passion for them and to be able to share with all of you around the world. The single that we're going to have them introduce is called Drop It Low. Before we get into that, though, here they are with One of a Kind. Stay with us. We'll be back with We Are Remix. You know, I think that is a great message for all of us, I think, regardless of what our age is, to remember that we are all one of a kind. We were all made to be unique, and that is what we should be celebrating, the uniqueness of each one of ourselves. As I said, this afternoon we're going to be speaking with Harley, Mike, and Anna, the members of We Are Remix, to talk a little bit about their own journey, but also what it's been like for them to share their music and message with all of you. We haven't been able to connect with them yet, so what we're going to do is go ahead and go into the next single. Here is Drop It Low by We Are Remix.
I'm so filthy, got me dusting off them haters. They just mad cause we famous, and I don't drink but I stay faded. I'm so guilty, said I couldn't do it but I did it. I'm so Sean John, I'm Diddy, so Jay-Z rock with me. Gold all in my wrist, gold all in my chain. So on I can't miss, got everything in my range. Everything in my range, fly high airplane. Swerving all in my lane, swerving all in my lane. When the beat gets started, Sean John, I'm Diddy, so Jay-Z rock with me. Gold all in my wrist, gold all in my chain. So on I can't miss, got everything in my range. Everything in my range, fly high airplane. Swerving all in my lane, swerving all in my lane. When the beat gets started, that's when you see me coming
Live. As I said, we have Harley, Mike, and Anna joining us this afternoon to talk to us about their musical journey and what it's been like for them to share that with you. We Are Remix. Welcome to Conversations Live.
Yo, what's up?
Hey, thanks a lot, guys, for being on with us. Really appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, look, you know, we actually started this segment off by listening to One of a Kind, and one of the things that you guys say in there is, of course, you really talk about the importance of being yourself, being unique. Harley, I'll start with you. What has it been like for you to be able to share your gift with the world and also to see the way that people are responding to it?
It's really inspiring to us just to see others that get inspired by our music and just to be able to tell people that it's okay to be different and just to be yourself.
Yeah, yeah. Mike, really the same question to you. I think it's great to be able to do something that you guys love, but as you're hearing the response, how does that make you feel?
Just makes me feel happy. Makes me feel like what we're doing is the right thing, because as long as we're making people happy, I think that's what it's all about.
Yeah, yeah. So Anna, let me ask you then, when did you first realize personally that music was something that you were interested in and music was something you wanted to do?
Well, you know, even as a little kid, I watched my dad in church growing up. He sang, and, you know, I always thought, you know, this is really fun, and it's something that I really wanted to do, but I didn't really know how. And then I met, you know, my two comrades here, Harley and Michael, and they wanted to do the same thing. So we all decided, you know, why don't we do it together? It'll, you know, it'll be fun. It'll be a lot of hard work, but we know we can do it, and that's kind of how it started.
Yeah. And so, Mike, you know, for you, when did you first realize your love of music and this was something that you wanted to do?
When I was little, I used to watch Michael Jackson. I used to stand in front of the TV, watch Michael Jackson, like live concerts, YouTube videos of him. And basically, just watching him wanted me to do what I do, wanted to make me want to do what I do.
And the same question goes for you, Harley. What about you? What was the moment for you that made you say, you know what, this is what I want to do with my life?
I used to watch my sister dance all the time. She grew up dancing, and then I would watch her do it, and then my mom would tell me that when I was little, I would just do her dances. And so I figured out I liked to dance, and then I met Miss Faith, Michael's mom, and she taught me to sing, so that's where I got started.
Awesome. So, you know, I watched some of the YouTube videos of you guys. I mean, Mike, let me ask you, do you like to watch yourself? Do you like to watch performances of you guys?
No. I don't. Just because, honestly, just because I'd rather watch other people and work on what I have to work on, see what they're doing that I'm not doing quite right. You know, I just don't like watching myself because I always find something wrong.
Yeah. Well, is that the same for you, Anna? Do you like to watch yourself? I mean, is it a learning experience for you?
I actually do like to watch our performances just to see what we need to work on and to see, you know, what we can improve on. And I like to watch our performances in order to compare them to other performances or other people or see how we've progressed, you know, as we go along in our journey.
Yeah, yeah. And Harley, what about you? Do you like to watch or you kind of stay away from it?
I don't like to watch myself on it, but I like to watch the crowd. Like when they show the video of the crowd, I like to watch, like, them and their responses.
Yeah.
I get embarrassed watching.
You know, well, speaking of the crowd, one of the performances that I was able to see, I definitely want to thank Lil Will for helping to introduce me to you guys, but one of the performances that I saw, of course, was the 106 in Park performance on BET. You know, what was that like, Anna, to be able to perform on that stage, you know, knowing that the world is literally going to be able to see you, and then to kind of feel the energy from the crowd? What was that like?
Oh, my goodness. It was a really new experience, and it was amazing because I'd seen the show 106 in Park a few times before, and, you know, I'd seen the stage on TV, and I never thought that one day I was going to be up there, you know, with two of my best friends, and we would actually get to perform. So it was incredible, and the crowd was amazing.
Yeah. Harley, what about for you? What was it like for you to, you know, as Anna said, to go from knowing of this show and then to actually being on the show and kind of being there in the middle of the crowd?
Well, for me, I've never been that nervous in my life. I was like, if anyone were to talk to me, I would have busted into tears. I was so nervous just because, I don't know, I was just afraid of messing up everything. But once it was over, I was really glad we did it, and it was really fun, so.
Yeah, yeah. And Mike, what about for you? What was it like for you to be on that stage and to feel that energy from the crowd?
It was amazing. It was a really great experience. I can't even explain.
Yeah. Well, Well, you know, I think a lot of people, especially other performers, definitely know what you guys are talking about. It has to be one of the most exciting, surreal moments, you know, of your life to be able to do something like that. I want to say, for those that are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm speaking with the members of We Are Remix. I'm joined by Mike, Harley, and Anna. We've been talking to them about this journey. You guys have actually heard a couple of their singles here on the program. We kicked off the show by listening to One of a Kind, and we were just listening to Drop It Low before the guys came in. So, you know, Harley, if you had to say, how would you describe We Are Remix? If you had to describe, you know, who you guys were, what type of music you do, how would you describe it?
We are a mix racial and gender urban pop group. We're in our teens, and we have a positive message in all of our songs.
Okay, fair enough. And what about for you? If someone said, you know, who is We Are Remix, what would you say to them?
I would say We Are Remix is what our name says we are. We're a mix of races, we're a mix of talents, we're a mix of styles, and we all come together to do something that's never been done before. And, you know, we love music. We are all, you know, very young people, but, you know, we're out here doing our thing, so that's what I would say.
Yeah. All right. And, Mike, what about you? If someone asked you who is We Are Remix, what would you say?
It's a really amazing group. I would say there's a group of talented three young people who just love doing what they're doing.
Yeah. You know, I want to go back actually to, I mean, because I think all of the descriptions are great, but, you know, I think the world is so divisive these days, and there's so many people, I think, trying to pit people against each other, you know, whether it's political parties or whatever it might be. I think it's great to be able to see you guys being able to come together to be able to create great music, and then I think to show people what is possible. I think, and I love what you said about being friends, because I think above all else, that has to be a great thing. Anna, do you think that's what makes it even more fun, that even though you guys are working, you do have your friends with you, so it's not just a business, this is relationships you guys have with each other?
Oh, yes, definitely. I mean, we've been best friends since we were little kids, and, you know, it's like we're family now, so we all live together, and it's just a great experience for me to be able to be out here with two of my favorite people in the whole wide world that I know will always have my back. And, you know, it's just a really, really great experience.
Yeah. And, you know, for you, Harley, you know, when you think about the chorus, you know, you guys are doing a lot. I know on your Facebook fan page, when I was tagging you guys with the link for this segment, I saw the great red carpet shot of you guys. When you think about those experiences, does that make it a little bit more easy to do, knowing that these aren't just people you work with, but people that truly do have your best interests at heart next to you?
For me, it does and it doesn't, because we're friends, we have to work even harder because we don't want to let each other down. Because if we didn't know each other, it would just be like, oh, they're just a business partner. But no, we're like family, so we all want to do our best for each other. But it is easier because we've all known each other and we already know everything and we're all in sync with each other, so that's easier.
Yeah. And, Mike, what about for you? I mean, when you look to your left and your right, does that make it easier knowing that these are people, as Anna said, that you've known all of your life, that, you know, you guys are able to take this journey together?
Not really. I think it makes it normal. I think that it's just what we're used to. We're comfortable with each other, but I don't think it makes it any easier because it still takes a lot of hard work. Because not only do we have to deal with, you know, people every day, we also have to deal with each other.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. All right. So moving forward, I mean, here we are at the beginning of summer is right around the corner. I mean, a lot of kids, I know here, I'm actually still in you guys' home state of Mississippi, so kids are just getting out of school yesterday. What is it that you guys have in store for your fans coming up? I'll throw this question first to Mike.
This is really good music, you know what I'm saying? Just making people just watch out, because we're coming. We're about to come and take it over, so watch out.
Okay. Harley, I wanted to ask you about that song, One of a Kind, another thing that came to mind. You know, I think that there will be, and I think Anna may have even said this, I think that one of the things that will come from this is that you guys are going to inspire a lot of people, especially young women. What does it feel like for you, Harley, to be seen as a role model? Is that something that you embrace?
Very much so, because everything you do is being watched. So you just have to, like, make good decisions and just know that everything is for the people that are watching, and you have to be inspiring for them.
Yeah. Well, what about for you, Anna? I mean, is that an easy thing to know that young girls are looking up to you?
It's definitely not an easy thing at all. It does put a lot of pressure on someone as young as we are to be role models at this age. But, you know, we have a lot of things that we're passionate about, just like, you know, what we say in our song, One of a Kind. We want people to be comfortable with who they are. And one of my personal passions is childhood obesity, which is one thing that I've really been fighting for, especially these past few months. So, you know, we all have our own individual things that we, you know, want to inspire people with. And it's just a great thing to know that we are going to be able to inspire people. It does put a lot of pressure on us, but, you know, it's a great feeling to know that we can actually make a difference.
Yeah, it is. You know, has one of the most exciting parts of this, Anna, been performing at schools? I know I was on, as I said, your Facebook page, and one of the pictures that I saw was, I think, a Belvedere. I think it was a school that you guys were performing at. Is that a lot of fun for you guys to be able to show other young people what's possible for them?
Oh, yes, it's definitely a lot of fun. We love to go to shows and see these kids and see how they react. And, you know, a lot of times when we go to their schools, it's a treat for them. Either they've done something really good, like they've had perfect attendance, or, you know, they made really good grades. And it's just really awesome to be able to perform for these guys and, you know, teach them something about bullying, which is one of the things that we do. We go in a lot of times and we tell them about bullying.
Yeah. What about for you, Mike? I mean, is that one of the highlights, being able to show other young people what they're able to accomplish in their life?
Yeah, it is. It's making people happy. Like I said, I like to make people smile. So anything we can do to make that happen.
So, Harley, my last question then will be for you on this. Do you hope then, when people either see We Are Remix performing or hear your music, that they think to themselves, if they can do it, then I can do whatever my dream is too?
Yes, because I never thought that I'd be in a group at all, because I didn't sing until I was about 12, and I hadn't danced seriously until about 2 years ago. So it definitely happened for me, and I think it can happen for anyone else. So if you just stick your mind to it and just believe in anything, it'll happen.
All right. I think that is great advice. Again, everyone, we've been speaking with Harley, Anna, and Mike, the members of We Are Remix here on Conversations Live. A lot of great things coming up for these guys. They've already done a whole lot, and I know there's definitely going to be more to come. Where's the best place, Harley, for people to go to stay in contact with you guys and, of course, support your music as well?
You can go to our website. It's www.wearemix1.com. And Anna? Anybody can follow us on Twitter at @WeAre_Remix.
You can check out our Facebook at @WeAreRemix1 and Instagram. Also, we had a little brother with us, DJ Kiss.
What's up? You guys can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, or YouTube at KissTheDJ1.
He does a lot of shows with us, and he's amazing.
All right, DJ Kiss, thanks a lot for being on with us as well. Guys, congratulations to you, you know, not only on what you guys have done up until this point, but I know the great things that are coming your way as well. It's real exciting to see people. We talk about on the show all the time about the importance of not only realizing your dream, but then, of course, pursuing that dream. And you guys are living proof of what happens when you do that. So congratulations to you, and we look forward to staying in contact with you guys.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you so much.
Woo.
All right, then again, everyone, we have the members of We Are Remix here, Mike, Harley, and also Anna as well. Make sure you guys do stay in contact with them. WeAreRemix1.com is where you guys can go to find them online. Also, of course, they are on Facebook and Twitter. We actually tagged them in both places, so we'll tell you guys here in a moment how you can stay in contact with them there as well. But again, I hope you guys will take from this conversation as we're heading into a holiday weekend, the importance of knowing what you love to do and then going for what you love to do. I think that is really the message of these guys, and it's great to be able to see what they have accomplished. Now, if you came in late and missed part of the conversation, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast about 5 minutes after we go off the air. All you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. That's conversations with an S, liveradio.com. Also, if you're friends with us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, the link's already available at both of those places. Head over to facebook.com/CyrusWeb or twitter.com/CyrusWeb. We actually tagged We Are Remix in both places, as I said, so you'll be able to find them easily there. Click on that link. You can go and listen to the show completely for free, thanks to our friends at Blog Talk Radio. And then you'll be able to share it with your friends using the social media buttons at the bottom of the page. So made it very easy for you guys to be able to share it. That's going to do it for us for this part of our show. Until next time, I'm Cyrus Webb, saying as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music and, of course, a great book. Thank you all for tuning in to Conversations Live. Have a great one.